finishing the sefer. I finished it already a few times. We almost finished. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, in yeshiva is the third time we'll be finishing. And we're here in the old printing. I have the old printing on page Kuf Lamed Hey. The new printing, it's Kuf Yud Dalid. The paragraph Af Harbe Pratim. You have that also as the beginning of the paragraph? Yes, Af Harbe Pratim. We're speaking about here that when a person starts when he's older, how much more difficult it is. And it was a very hard time we had last week, because we had here a very special individual, Mr. Finkel, who's a member of our yeshiva. And he sat here and he came over to me afterwards and said it was very painful listening to that shmuz last week, because we were all talking about how you have to start when you're young, and he started when he was older. And everything we were saying about how difficult it is and how hard and what a struggle, and when you're older you're not going to be able to, and it's going to keep on ups and downs and all that, it was like literally was just tearing away at his heart, and it was very hard for him. And those of you that were around afterwards, he came over to me and he was talking about what his life was like beforehand, and he, you know, his whole life he was running after materialistic goals and pleasures, and drove Jaguar, and it's like all about, you know what he could do to get the next toy and all the other things, and till finally he came to realization of what's important in life, moved to Eretz Yisrael, and now sits and learns in yeshiva. But it's very hard for him, and it's a struggle. And he wanted to express to the boys how lucky they are, how lucky you are, that at such a young age you have this opportunity to be able to really set yourself on a path. If you do that, so then the dividends that you reap later in life are exponentially greater than what even a person sees now. And that's the opportunity that we have. Up to the paragraph Va'af Harbe. Here goes Va'af Harbe Protin. Many different of the pieces, many different of the particulars in the inyoni of avoida and tikkun, and a person who's trying to come to perfect his nefesh, you could fix yourself until it becomes part of your nature. You don't have to constantly remind yourself. It's something that becomes second nature. It's not something you have to always be reminding yourself of. A person can become that. It can become that doing things that are appropriate become the routine. It becomes something that's just part of your regular routine. It has happened in yeshiva that there's times that people forget to put shoes on before they come into the base measure. It happens that they accidentally walk into the base measure in slippers. And they tell me sometimes I forgot. So when I'm in a sarcastic mood, I ask them, did you forget to put your pants on? Didn't forget to put your pants on. Why not? Because people don't walk out of their room, you know, without their pants on. You don't walk in the base measure without your shoes on. What does that mean, you forgot? What does that mean? Because it's not, because we're constantly fighting. We have to constantly remind ourselves about things because we don't recognize, we don't realize that this is something that's, it hasn't become a part of us yet. But if it's a part of a person, so then it's not something you forget about, because you don't have to constantly remind yourself. It's routine. I was just today speaking to Rabbi Victor, and he told me about one of his friends. I don't know who else was there, heard the story. It was going to a place called Death Valley. It's in Nevada, and it's very, very hot down there, ridiculously hot. He said he sat on a bench and he got a burn. That's how hot it was. And he said he was standing, he was there down in Death Valley. It's like 100 and who knows how many degrees. And there's a cop standing there, and he's wearing full, you know, his full garb, everything, you know, dressed to the T with everything, standing there, you know, there was by a gas station, whatever it was, and it's boiling hot, it's burning hot, literally. Cop's wearing his full garb. Why? Because that's what it means to be a cop. It's like, that's what it is. That's part of his routine. It's like there's nothing else. Like, what do you mean? You know, I he's got to wear even his, you know, his little cop cap over there. So that's part of, and a person can make that he could make things part of, it could become part of your nature. It becomes natural for you. How do you do that? You start when you're younger. because it starts when he's young. So then it just becomes second nature to you. Lemoshel, for example, Yochol Ata Liyageya Shebishosh Ata Oyver Berchoiv. Listen to this. A person can work so hard on himself that when he walks in the street, Lo Titstorich Lehatzim Es Encha Merois Lera. A person can work, he can make it work on himself to the point that when he walks in the street, he won't have to close his eyes from looking at something he's not supposed to look at. Rather, you will become natural. You won't even see it. On your own, instinctively, you won't even look at it. Shmiras Einayim can become something that's just a part of you. How does that happen? Haver Einay Mirois Shav. What does it mean? Haver einayim eroishav, says the Rebbe. Pshat is shehenayim beatzmam loisir enas ashav. The eyes on their own won't look at it. The eyes on their own will automatically look in a different direction. Al tadame shetoyim anu. Don't make the mistake. Don't think that we're the ones that are we're wrong. Lachshav alecha, that we think about you, shekol kach tiskadesh mehera, so fast you could become so holy, ad she'af im eincha al dover oser tabitena, even if your eyes accidentally glance upon something that's oser, lo tirenoi, so you wouldn't even see it. K'me shebikesh David HaMelech. Don't think that we're making a mistake. We say, come on, give me a break. It's never happening. You're wrong. Dalucha ben Yok, you should know the following thing. Loisha anu tayim. It's not that we're making a mistake. Ela b'nei ha'oilam tayim. The world is making a mistake. Lachshav al oilam hazeh. They think that this world, Asher Hashem Baruch, because Baruch Hu created this world. Kimin oitzer shel taivos machshavos unatios roisu. It's like a whole entire, it's a sea, it's an oitzer, it's a treasure chest full of taivos machshavos unatios rois, all bad stuff. That's what this whole world is just flooded with. That's what this world is about. That's what people think. Misha roitzer lavodas Hashem, people think someone that really wants to be like a fromi, wants to serve Hashem, muchruch lotzes, he's got to leave for the srachik min olam kulo. He's got to just like, he's got to forget the entire world. Give up on everything. That's what people think. Because the world, you know, they're so drawn to all of these different things that to look at, and all these different things to be enticed by. All these things that a person has. And people think that, okay, if you want me to be from, then I have to deprive myself of living. Basically, I'm cutting myself off from life. It's a mistake. And because of this, their entire life, they're distant from avoda, from serving Hashem, and from kedusha, from holiness. And they're shakua, they're entrenched in shtusim of the world, things of stupidity, of no value, of no meaning. They're similar to someone. Listen to this beautiful analogy. A person who drowned himself in a sea. He went to a river and drowned himself. A person sees that and he says, the water is a terrible, destructive thing. And Hashem created it to kill us. How foolish is that person? Can we live without water? This meshuga, this person, this fool, he didn't use the water properly. He overdosed on water. He drowned himself in water. So, tachos lahachayos bahen. In the place of giving life through the water, he's killing himself. So roim heim hamayim, that means that the water is bad. It's not like that. We drowned ourselves in our tithes. Drowned ourselves. and our neshamas are choking. And for therefore, the only way that we could see any shaychus to having anything ruchnius is to run as far as we can away from anything that's physical. But it's not like that. So the problem is, we don't know limitations. Kein hu gam im ha'olam kuloi. Olam shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. He created this physical world. And it's good, this world. There's a lot of good things to take out of the world. But not when you allow the world to control you. Not when you're obsessing in the world. It's too much. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Marbe Basar, Marbe Riva. What does Marbe Basar mean? It's too much meat. Marbe Basar, there's such a thing. Ein Simcha Le Basar V'Yayin. But some people, they don't know how to control themselves. And they're drowning in Basar. Marbe Rima. Marbe Nchosim, Marbe Daiga. Too much Nchosim. He's overdoing it. Marbe Noshim, Marbe Avodim. All the Mishnah speaks about is when people are being excessive. So there's such a thing as living in this world, enjoying the world, appreciating the world. But the world is not controlling you, because you're not drowning in it. Olam shabor Hashem hu, v'af b'tachdis ha'olam b'chol akmimusa v'chol b'saltulam nimtza drachim. Underneath the ground, in all of the different paths, there are drachim, there are ways, mechiloi suma'oros, there are caves and caverns, asher el boiru vel adoinav adoin ha'oilam mevilim, they're directing, they're bringing us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chol ha'chisorin hu rak ba'adam. The problem is in us, she'en mishtamesh im ha'adibre ha'oilam l'toiv rak l'ra, we're not using it properly, not for the good, only for the bad. V'apasik machriz v'oimer iveles Adam tisalef darko v'al Hashem yizaf liboy, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world for us to use to get closer to Him, and we don't know how to do that. Halo yesh lecha drachim shemavilin oischa l'Hashem rak atahu shemesalef oisam. These are things that can bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're the ones that's corrupting it. Why are you complaining? I said, Hashem created this world of Gashmias, and therefore it's like it's too much for me. A world that you can't serve Hashem, it's not true. You can. It's just a person has to know how to do things in the right increments, the right amounts. Yochol ata lovoi legadlus zois. You can reach this level. You can become this type of gadol. Shelo tira es hashov ve'es haro af ba'itcha ba'olam hazeh. You won't even see something. Shov, that's not necessary. You don't have to see something that's bad. You won't even see it. V'gam kol oit shelo nis'aleisa li'os tzadik gadol kazeh. Even if you haven't reached that, you haven't gone up to reach that height of being a tzadik. And your eyes have not become that kaddish that they won't even see something bad. This you can reach. If you start when you're young, a person can reach this madrega. Madrega we're talking about. That a person can have a natural aversion to seeing things he's not supposed to see. There are people that we all know, people that have refined nature, that if they would see something they're not supposed to see, a woman inappropriately dressed, something of the like, it would hurt them. It would bother. It's not something that they like, that they're feeling like they're being drawn to. They're pained by it. They don't want to be there. And the reason is because they worked on themselves. They worked on themselves when they're younger to make that a part of who they are, part of their identity. It's not I'm just doing this. I'm being good. I'm making myself good. And I was I go I used to go more regularly to doctors for checkups, and I've been told by doctors I have something called an athlete's pulse, which is that my pulse is one of slower than most people. It's an athletic pulse, and that's supposed to be very good. And the reason I have an athletic pulse is because when I was younger, I used to do a lot of exercise. I was once upon a time very athletic, but not anymore. And I have athlete's pulse to this very day. Now, I don't do any exercise anymore, aside for a walk to the Kaisel and back every once in a while. That's about the extent of it. I don't do any exercise. So why do I have an athlete's pulse? Because when I was a kid, 11, 12, I did a lot of exercise. And when a person makes his body work in a certain way, so that becomes the way that the body works. So the body's pumping blood that way since I was that age. And it became natural. Now, I wish that I had that also as far as my neshama was concerned, that I had a neshama that was naturally conditioned to be pure. But it's something that we can change in the way that our body works physically and also spiritually. Our body will work differently. And he's about to explain it very simply. It's very simple. But we have to try to condition ourselves when we're younger to a certain lifestyle. You condition yourself that way. If you do exercise 4 or 5 hours a day, more than an hour a day, you will get an athlete's pulse. But it has to be, now, like I said, that's not like the most important thing in the world, but it's just an example of something that a person can do to condition himself to be. Same thing here. If a person conditions himself for while he's younger, he spends time in yeshiva growing and working towards certain sensitivities, a certain lifestyle, then it becomes a part of him. There's people that once upon a time there was a music that appealed to them. It was appealing. They liked it. Now it just doesn't talk to them anymore. It's like, it's gross. Well, what happened? Because they changed inside of them. It's not just, okay, now I got to be frum, and I know this music is not right for me. That's a darga. There's another darga after that, where you've changed inside. It no longer appeals to me. Because now I've become a different type of person. That can happen. And he's going to speak about it right now. How does it happen? Kiposhet hu v'dabar yadua shechoyku. It's simple. It's really simple what he's going to explain. And it's a dabar yadua that this is the laws of nature. Asher moichoy shel adam hoigem achshoves ketanois af belo yediyas adam. A person, there's so many thoughts that are going on in a person's mind that he isn't even aware of. They're subconscious, subliminal thoughts that are happening in our minds that we don't even know. We don't intentionally have these thoughts. Lemoshel, yesh she'oiktsoi yatush. There are sometimes a person, he gets a bite from a mosquito, bifanav on his face. Umeir mes yadu l'chachich ba, and he raises his hand to scratch it. He doesn't even realize. So many of us are maybe biting our nails or playing with our hair or doing so many things we don't even realize we're doing them right now. There's so many things that happen, and where are these thoughts coming from? They're coming from our mind, but we didn't even consciously make that decision to scratch our yarmulke. It just happens sometimes in the middle. V'hula yodem, he calls it. He doesn't even know about it. V'loy b'shoshu er b'vad. Only when he's awake, where at least, you know, his mind is alert. Elagam b'shoshu yoshen. Even a person's sleeping. If he gets, there's a mosquito, he'll swat it, he'll scratch. A lot of times people do. V'loy yodem, v'chaloy b'mikol anase. He doesn't even dream about it. Somehow it doesn't even go into his conscious. Hirgish akitzay b'fanav. He feels that he's getting bitten by a mosquito. He says, I'm not explaining how this works you know, neurologically, but this is the fact. It's not only things that have been ingrained in him from when he is a child, even things when he was younger were not a part of him. It's something he got conditioned, he got used to. Gamkein mishtokim b'moichay, they have become ingrained in his mind. Sheyachshuv levadoi af below yidiyasu. He thinks about it. His mind does it on its own. His mind just does it by himself. He doesn't consciously make that decision. For example, the mashal b'liyadusa yachal hayalipol mi mishkavoi balayla. When a person is younger, he can fall off his bed while he's sleeping in the middle of the night. He rolls over, bang on the floor. Kishiyagdil, when you get older, mishapechu. But mitzad al tzad, he can roll, he's rolling around in bed, he's going from side to side. But when he reaches the end of his bed, somehow, shav o mishapech al eivra hasheni, he's going to end up rolling to the other direction. He's not awake. He doesn't even look, he doesn't even see him. He's not looking to see if he's in the middle of the bed, on the side of the bed. Somehow, subconsciously, something inside of his mind, his brain is telling him, okay, time to roll the other direction. Everything is very fiber, knows where he's supposed to be. Most of us, when we're adults, don't fall out of our bed. Now, how does that happen? A person doesn't fall out of his bed. The answer is that your mind is already trained to think a certain way. It happens on its own. You could be sleeping, unconscious, and your mind knows what to do. And your mind already has sent out already the instructions. Shemeata Yoshev, now go back the other way. Vizgagal emtsimitasu, you gotta be in the middle of the bed. Vuhulo yoda af bechaloimoi mi machshava chazoka kazu. He doesn't know even in his dream from this machshava. Shehenia es kol gufo, that he's moving his entire body around. Afim bekatnusa lechoshav kazois. Even when he's younger as a child, he didn't go this way. Mikomokom kimin shen is gadel, a person got older, and he's trained himself. In his gado biyadiya zu, and he's taught himself lishmar atzma shalipo. It's come ingrained in you that you don't want to fall out of your bed. So it became a part. It became a very like a part of your instinct. It's not something that I want to do. Nil kata machshava bebasar moichay. It somehow got like caught in the flesh of his mind. Be'oikrov. In his blood vessels, in his veins, ubatzovav, in his nerves. Shilam lateva, became part of his nature. They think on their own. And they work and they hold them back. We mentioned previously. I think this is the pshat. A shogeg has to bring a korban. Why does a shogeg have to bring a korban? He forgot a Shabbos. What does he have to bring a korban for? It was an accident. So I think the answer is, the person doesn't forget to put his pants on before he walks out of his house. Why not? It never happens. There's no one that does that. So why doesn't it happen? Because there's certain things people just don't forget, because there's so much ingrained in you. There's so much a part. Sometimes a person like, say, oh, I forgot to do something. What? I don't know, I forgot something. What do you mean? How do you know you forgot something? I forgot something. Can't remember what it is. I forgot something. Because it's a part of you, but you can't put your finger on it, but something in you is telling you there's something wrong over here. So you can reach even a higher madrega, which is that you consciously know always what to do. Your body knows. It becomes part of your nature. A person can ingrain something so much in him that becomes him. The kashim is gadel ata b'machshavos tahiris, and when a person he develops himself with these pure machshavos, u'machasidus mi'alduscha v'tacharus v'titzayir b'moichacha, and then you envision and you make a picture in your mind v'libcha, and in your heart be'atzvei v'oikre einecha, and in your eyes, in the veins and the blood vessels in your eyes, asher tisgado bam she'asir l'cha l'istaka, and you. Condition yourself, and you remind yourself, and you emphasize that it is aser for you to look at a dover ha'aser. You ingrain it. You drill it into you time and again. This is wrong. This is bad. Oz kishetis gadel. Then, as you mature and you get bigger, It just starts coming close in front of your eyes. Dabar aser, listakel, something you're not supposed to look at. So many of us have a tendency when there's something comes, we automatically look at it. But if a person has ingrained in himself, I don't want to see certain things. I know I shouldn't be seeing certain things. The moment it starts coming into your field of vision, you look away. You know, that's not for me. Even before you see it, Ria Behira, you don't see it clearly, you might know that there's something there. Even before you're conscious of it, you don't even know for sure there's something else there, but there's something that's inside of you. You have an instinct. You'll turn away from it. You turn left, you turn down. You won't even know, you're not even conscious, but you know there's something. You're avoiding this at all costs because it became a part of your nature. That naturally, this is what you really want to be. You won't even see something else. You won't even see it. You'll naturally avoid it. That's only condition.
You
don't walk into the streets. You don't go into the towns with a market. Stam. Like people that are the people from outside, the Yoshve Koranis, people that just sit in corners and do nothing. You need to go somewhere. If it's something you need, very important. She won't forget the fact that you're a yeshiva bacher. Person has to go somewhere. Okay, he's got something he's got to do. He's got to realize, he can't just walk around like, you know, like nothing's going on. And just taking in everything that he sees. Okay, that's, you're killing it. You're destroying those sensitivities. A person wants to be that way. He's going to do that. His entire life is going to be a struggle. His entire life. Because all of us want to be good. Somewhere we want to be good. Right? But if we're going to like allow this into our life, then the rest of our lives we're going to be struggling, keeping our eyes to ourselves, being good, even though we want to be bad. A person has an opportunity when he's younger to develop certain sensitivities. Develop certain likes, and he can make that he feels comfortable. He feels happy just with a world of kedusha, and he could shut that out. It could disappear. One of the most special people that I know is Rabbi Ariely. Rabbi Ariely is the biggest magachir in the Mir Yeshiva, assumably the biggest magachir in the world. And a fantastic individual, a very gentle, soft, pleasant person. Rabbi Ariely said he never in his life went on Rechov Yafo. Kemul nishkigangin of Rechov Yafo. He never went there. In his life, he lived in Yerushalayim his entire life. Never went there. So, Rabbi Ariely has those sensitivities. He loves to learn. He loves learning. He loves it. Because he shut that the rest of that out. He's not fighting it. If we want to get rid of the fight. So we have to kind of remove ourselves. We have to take ourselves away from the rechoiv, take ourselves away from the shuk. Unless it's something you really have to do. And even when you go somewhere you really have to go, you got to remember you're still yeshiva bachar.
Now we're saying you have to, when you're walking there on the street, think, okay, it's usher for me to look. It's not going to work that well.
I mean, you know, you're walking into like the war zone and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not supposed to look. That's going to be pretty rough.
The person has to have his mind to be pure.
Should I look? Should I not look?
Let's move past these machshavas. Let's get beyond that.
I should be above this. Try to see yourself as above this. This is beneath me. This is not a place that I feel. This is not a place that I belong. It's not something that I feel that's. It's not something that's befitting for me to look at. I'm past that. I have to try to see ourselves as past that. Get beyond it. Get above it.
V'lo hefker chas v'sham. I'm not hefker. My life is not hefker. My eyes are not hefker. Mikol shchein kishet tisuragel lachshov eizadav shel kedusha. He says another great idea is a person finds himself walking places he doesn't necessarily want to walk. Think about a davar shebe kedusha. Sing a real hatziga nigun. See what happens. The taivas just like disappear. Sing the hatziga nigun. At least think about in business. Keep your mind. At least your mind should be on something. You shouldn't be. But for sure, it's going to work. Say some shakal v'tayir about there. Think about a mishnah pirkei avos. Whatever it might be. Vim tistapik. And if you have questions, and you're not sure if we're right, you don't understand how this could be. I mean, you feel that you're like. You know, the rest of your life, you're going to be sucked into these taivas. Sha'al zakenim v'yagid. Ask the zakenim, they'll tell you. You'll see that I'm right. L'chachomim, chachmei toira, v'yom l'cha, they'll tell you. Avalam l'cha lishol, don't even ask. Don't bother asking. Nesei kefisha amad l'cha, why don't you try it out? Forget it, don't ask anyone. Just try it for a little while. V'tira be'atzmacha, you'll see it on yourself. Our words are true. We have left a little bit more than 5 weeks of this month. Let's try it. Let's try for 5 weeks. Let's try not to go places where we know we're going to see things we're not supposed to see. Let's try to avoid and try to remind ourselves of what, where we want to be in our life. Where do we want to reach? What do we want to achieve? What do we want a house to look like? Remind ourselves of that now. Ingrain it into ourselves. At this young age, we're still young. And then we'll see, it'll make a difference in who we are. We'll become better people. Because there's something to you.